Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Friday. Steve Jones, Kevin Herr in tow. As we move through a Friday afternoon, Kevin getting ready to update us on the Masters.
I would, but I don't have my screen up right now.
Okay.
What I am looking about, though.
No, that's okay. I'll take care of it.
Well, it's related to the Masters. Does that count? I was checking your poll question.
We're not going to do your miniature golf report,
no,
are we?
No. I was checking your poll question. Why do you watch Tiger Woods? To root against him? Or I want him to win. And right now it's 57% I want him to win.
And 43% say no.
That would be correct. Your math is stellar.
I'm not surprised.
Which part?
No, I'm not surprised by the poll results.
That it's so close?
Yes.
I'm a little surprised that it's close. I thought it would be dramatically one way or another.
No,
I didn't know which way.
Close. No.
I didn't know which way it would be leaning, but I thought it would be dramatically one way or the other.
Jason Duffner, the leader at 5-under, tied with Fred Couples, who shot a 67 today. Sergio Garcia, he'll fade, 4-under. Miguel Jimenez is at 4-under through 7. Lee Westwood is 4-under and is finished. He shot 73 today, 1-over. Bubba Watson finished. He shot a 1-under 71. He's at 4-under par. Rory McIlroy did it again, 3-under par 69. He is at 4-under. And British Open, the former British Open champ, Louis Oosthuizen, is at 4-under par, even par 72 for the day.
Is this the year that Westwood wins it, or wins a major?
Well, I like to see him do it, only because he's been such an outstanding golfer and sportsman for such a long time.
I mean, he hovers around it all the time.
By the way, Phil Mickelson is at 3-under playing 18 now. He is 1-under for the tournament, 3-under for the day. He is only 4 shots off the lead. Tiger Woods has gained no ground. By the way, Couples today had 7 birdies, 2 bogeys. The Mickelson round right now, this is how he's done it. Mickelson started out at 2 over, got back to even through 4, then he bogeyed 5, went par through 10, then he bogeyed 11. It's a nice 2 over, right? Then he birdies the par 3, 12th. He birdies the par 5, 13th. Pars 14. He birdies the par 5, 15th. And now he's 1-under for the championship. Tiger Woods, the aforementioned one, is at even par now for the championship. Tiger, though, early in his round, he started out birdie on 1, par the second hole, birdie on 3. He's in great shape, right? He's rolling. Then he bogeys 4, pars 5, bogeys 6, pars 7. Even. And I apologize, I know I cut you off.
No, not at all. What I was going to say was I thought Tiger had started a little later. And you know what? That's a Saturday. Saturday is when you want to watch him, because that's when he seems to really, really take off and make a run.
Saturday's moving day.
Yes.
Saturday's moving day, and that's the key. You come out of Saturday, and it puts yourself in a position. Now, a guy like Mickelson needed to make a move today. You can't do what he did yesterday, where he just, off the tee, had a horrendous day. He had a horrendous day off the tee yesterday. And yet, this is what makes the great players great. On days where they don't have it, he still shot 2 over par 74. Okay, with the way he drove the golf ball, he should have shot 80. Then he comes out today and he puts together a round.
With the numbers we're seeing today, with the exception of Couples and maybe Garcia, it's a lot different round than yesterday. There's a lot more plus numbers, a lot more numbers on the other side of even than we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the weather conditions are.
That's what I was just looking up.
I don't know how windy it is. Wind is the biggest factor. Wind's the biggest factor, and I don't know how, you know, the greens may have dried out fast. Number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to get in on our poll question, you can do it on air at 800-795-9565. When Tiger Woods is in contention, are you rooting for him to win or to be beaten? Right now, 57% say win. What's your opinion? 1-800-795-9565. Great to have you with us here at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, located at 4th Street in Sunbury and routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
I'm looking up the... Right now it's 64 degrees and, let's see, the wind, about 13 miles an hour.
It's not bad.
It's a little breezy. A little breezy.
Pretty good conditions, though. It's not that bad.
But yeah, it's clear.
I've got... I've got 74 degrees, wind south-southeast at 3. Humidity 85%.
You're on the wrong side of the city, though.
I'm on the official Masters website.
They're on the wrong side of the course.
I'm on the wrong side of the course?
What is it, an anemometer? Is that how it's... I always mess up the pronunciation on it. I think it's in the wrong spot in the building.
Oh, come on, man. Well, on the official Masters website, it's even in green. You even play the little intro when you go on. Yeah.
Does Jim Nance go, "Welcome, friends, to the Masters website"?
No, he doesn't.
See, that's the missing link right there. But there are a lot of numbers on the plus side of even today, and that is much, much different than yesterday.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. But, the star, I mean, McIlroy has put himself in a great spot. So, I mean, McIlroy had a great round today. Suddenly, out of nowhere, these guys are... I mean, Mickelson's been able to fight his way back into it. And Tiger still has a lot of golf left. He has 12 holes left. Not bad. Because Mickelson's now in red numbers. And Jim Furyk quietly has put together a tournament. He's one under right now. Wasn't, didn't have the greatest day today. He got to 3 under at one point. Jonathan Bird's at one under. Sean O'Hare is at one under. Had it to 2 at one point. And Peter Hansen had it to 5 at one point. He's now at 2 under. So there you are. You are up to date.
Major League Baseball this afternoon. Yankees leading the Rays 6-4 in the top of the third. I'm wondering if the pitchers actually came out or if they're using outfielders to pitch that game with scores like that early on. We wanted to save our pitchers for later in the week, so we used an outfielder. I mean, it's the third. It's the top of the third. There's already 10 runs across the plate.
Yeah. Mickelson birdies 18. Mickelson shoots 68. How about that? After yesterday, 74, he shoots 68.
Now, there's a guy I root for no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but like Phil.
Right. Let me just quickly calculate what he did here on the back nine. I got to figure. He went par, 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 birdie.
There's a calculator on your phone if you get stuck.
No. I'm just looking at the raw numbers here. I'm just... The Masters leaderboard on masters.org is not great.
Oh, yeah. What they do is they don't tell you what the score was on the hole.
They don't tell you what the score is on the hole. They tell you where they are afterwards.
It is a little annoying. I ran into that a couple of times myself yesterday.
A little? No. We'll just go to the base card here and just go from there. Mickelson had a great back nine because that's what put him in this spot. But he is 2 under now, and he's 3 off the lead, which is... Now we'll see. Now we'll see if Woods makes his move. Tiger Woods makes his move.
Are they showing on the Masters website the cut right now?
No. Let me see here.
I was curious to see where the cut was.
I think it's 5 over. Mickelson back 9, right? Let's see. We got 9, 11, 19, 26, shot 30 on the back 9.
Ooh. That's scorching.
Let's see. Some of the big names.
Yeah. He shot 34 in the back 9. They don't have 18. 33 in the back 9. They don't have 18 up yet.
The cut right now is plus 6. Anything below plus 6.
Anything... I said five. Five is correct.
Yeah, I meant anything 6 and below is what I meant to say. Because Watson right now is at 5. He's at plus 5 through 10 and even par for the round today and still making the cut.
Okay.
Trying to see some of the big names that may not make the cut. Let's see. I saw Olofabo there. He's at plus 7.
Right, he's gone.
Yep, see ya.
Yeah, he's over here. I mean, his car already is rolling down Magnolia Lane.
Woosnam's done. He's at 10.
Well, he hasn't contended in forever.
He's not going to this weekend either.
I mean, Woozy hasn't been around for a while. It's okay.
Those are the only big ones. Oh, Longer. Plus
yeah,
eight.
But I mean, he hasn't been around.
No, again, I know.
You're talking about past champions.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'll tell you, like, for example, a guy like Steve Stricker.
Right, at plus 6.
Stricker ain't going to make it.
And
And that's huge. I mean, because Stricker's a player.
Well, he's plus 7 through 12, and well, he was one under yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he can get it back, though. I mean, that's one thing about this. He's at 7 right now. Projected cut's at 5. He birdies the par 5 13th, birdies the par 5 15th, plays par the rest of the way, he makes the cut. So you got to think your way through this thing. Now, remember, I'm supposed to be there right now. This is crushing me. I am. I have a badge for round 2. I'm supposed to be there today.
Where would you be at this point on the course? Where would you be standing?
I would have followed Mickelson in and then set up shop probably at 16. Because at 16, you can see the 15th green, and you can see the tee ball at 17.
And, you know, the one thing I noticed with the patrons at... At Augusta National is they don't surround the ball. You know, at most of the PGA Tour stops, you'll hit a ball, and if it's in the rough, there'll be people surrounding it. It's like, I'll be here when he hits the ball. Well, they're going to clear you out, all right? But they kind of surround it. At Augusta, nobody really does that. No, everybody automatically clears the way.
Yeah, they give you room. Let's take the Susquehanna Valley Country Club, right?
Where I'm more concerned about the squirrels than the gallery.
No, well, let's take that. Okay, this is a big weekend when the Masters comes on. Why? Because it gets all of us thinking about playing golf. And if we were to sit down and talk with them, and we'll get somebody on the show from there, right?
Sure.
I wonder how much their business jumps the weekend of the Masters and the week after the Masters.
Oh, and U.S. Open's probably the same thing, and that's not even at the beginning of the year like
this is. Well, it's a little different, though. When it's at the beginning, and you're aching for some warm weather, and you see the Masters being played, and wow. You know? It's... there's more of a desire to get out there and play a round of golf.
There's just something wrong, though, with the golfer who's named Bubba. Just something not right there.
Well, I'll tell you right now, he hits like a Bubba. I mean, he pounds that thing. I mean, he pounds it.
You know, talking about long hitters, it reminds you, you know, everybody thinks of John Daly. And he has a course that is a links-style course down in South Carolina, and I was lucky enough to play it one time. Not well, but I played it. Mm-hmm. Had everything a links course had. Had the deep bunkers where you can't even see the flag, and that's a greenside bunker. And you know, and has the it has four tees, four spots to tee off: the reds, the white, the blue, and then there's the John Daly tees.
Yes,
they're another 30 yards behind the white or the blues.
Way back.
I only played those one time, and I swear I could not see the flag from where that tee was.
Right. Well, amazing. But I'm wondering how much their business jumps. And I'm sure that they have... And you're right, I mean, the U.S. Open draws people out there, but already, at least golf-wise, you're into the swing of golf season.
Pun intended.
No, I mean, it wasn't intended, but I'm saying you're into the swing of what's going on.
Sure, sure.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, you've developed a routine, so forth. You know, you may go on vacation or maybe a barbecue or something like that, right? But this is the time where the door opens. This is the where the door opens. Let's see. Biggest movers of the day, Frederick Jacobson moved up 48 spots.
That's a big move.
Phil Mickelson moved up 44 spots. Biggest drops, Bernard Langer dropped 46 spots. Rory Sabatini dropped 46 spots. Right now, yesterday, the Phillies got out to a great start, and they knocked out the Pirates 1-0. I guess it wasn't 27 straight batters. I guess Halliday hit a couple of guys. I mean, come on. You know, don't crowd the plate. He won't hit you. 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show with Kevin Hur in a moment on WKOK.
Due to the overwhelming success of our March Madness sale, Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg must liquidate $1.2 million of inventory before the April 17th tax deadline. We'd rather give the money to you than the IRS, so make sure you stop in at Blaze Alexander Ford between now and April 17th to get a deal you just won't believe on your next new or used vehicle. We've got discounts on F-250 trucks up to $11,000. We've got finance rates as low as 0%. We've got over 20 Ford Focuses in stock if you're looking for a great fuel-efficient vehicle. We've got over 50 F-150 and F-250 trucks in stock and over 150 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Plus, we have over 10 pre-owned Explorers in stock if you're looking for one of those, and you're not going to have to pay a dime till summertime. At Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
So, you have a website for your business, but does it do everything you want it to? Or do you want a website? Are you looking for a site that offers many things, from simple information to integration with your current workplace or organization? Do you want to add a shopping cart to your online site so that you can make internet sales a part of your business? What about possibly updating your current site easily on your own without waiting for your website company to do it? You'll be glad to know that there's only one answer for all these questions: Better Business Solutions. Better Business Solutions can develop a website that can do all that and so much more. You need to have your website hosted? Do you want to show samples of your product from secure information? And perhaps the biggest question, do you have a name for your website? Again, there's just one name you need to know, and it'll answer all your questions. Better Business Solutions. They'll take care of everything, and all you need to do is call 275-5844 or visit them at their website, better-business-solutions.com. They have the solutions for your website questions at Better Business Solutions.
It's April, time for spring flowers and Easter at Columbia Mall. The Easter egg hunt is now through the 6th. Kids find hidden eggs at participating stores to be eligible to win Easter baskets. The Easter bunny's at the gazebo now through the 7th. You can have your photo taken with him, and every child who visits with the bunny receives a free gift. The sports collectible show is the 5th through the 7th. Plus, the mall will be closed Sunday the 8th for Easter. See the Loose Ties Model Railroad Club display the 14th and 15th. And visit the home-based business expo the 21st and 22nd. See more online at ColumbiaMall.com. Columbia Mall, where great finds are easy to find.
Service Electric Cablevision, together with CATV Service, offers the Ultra Pack Trio for only $118.95 per month. With this Ultra Bundle, you get high-speed internet featuring 5 megabits per second, digital phone with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and over 150 digital and high-definition channels. Get all this and more cool features for less than $119 per month. SECV, together with CATV, serves Danville, Lewisburg, Milton, and Watsontown. Certain restrictions apply. Visit CATVService.com for more details.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Kevin Herr now wants to delve into the world of controversy.
Because that's what I do best. I just stir the pot.
That's what I do best. Let me look. Can I think about this?
No, please don't. Please don't.
Please, my friend, continue.
No, I was just wanted your thoughts on the situation in Arkansas with their Coach Petrino.
Wow, it's that's a shocker. First of all, there's a shocker. He's in the motorcycle accident, and then you see him at the press conference and realize he's beat up pretty good. Like, wow, and he's lucky to be alive and the whole thing.
And then
you find out about the circumstances and the doggone police report. I hate those police reports.
That's where everything comes out.
Oh, boy. And he's got big issues. Big issues. He's not coaching the team during spring practice. He's already had a reputation for moving around. What, he had, three jobs in a span of, I want to say, 19 months at one point before finally getting his Arkansas job? Because he left the Falcons. He went to Louisville, then the Falcons, then he took this Arkansas job. So he already had that rep. But he also had the rep of being a really good offensive coach and a guy who can develop quarterbacks. And he has a very good quarterback at Arkansas. Very good quarterback. Wilson's a heck of a player. He threw for 3,600 yards last year. He led the SEC in passing yards. And they have high hopes at Arkansas. They can be one of the top five or six teams in the country. Now this happens. And for him, it's not just professional trouble, but the personal trouble is exponential. In her career, time to move on.
Yeah, I guess he closed his statement the other day, apologizing to his wife and kids for the situation.
Right. So, what, she's 25 years of age?
Yeah, yeah. That's the report. Yeah. And she's a staffer for the football program.
Well, that makes it even worse, though.
Right. Well, that's right. I think that's where a lot of the problem is. I mean, morality aside, and that, I think more of an issue is the fact that it was a staffer. That's where I think a lot more the issue is.
Right. And, that's an issue. I mean, you're talking about a staffer and someone that reports to you.
Well, our number 1-800-795-9565. It's the final half hour of the week. Stop applauding there in Milton. I saw that.
We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show following Matt. Great to have you with us. Steve, Kev, and Dave from Sunbury on the line at 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Dave, joining Steve and Kev on the show. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Dave. How are you today?
Well, there's a slight little problem with that whole thing down in Arkansas. That girl's engaged.
She is?
And her fiancé is also a staffer down there at Arkansas.
Right. And well, it's far more complicated than that, because she worked in the fundraising arm at Arkansas.
Yeah.
And she had worked in the athletic department's fundraising arm until she was hired to be put on the football staff by Petrino last week. On top of that, Petrino lied to the athletic director, and then they put out a statement on Arkansas letterhead perpetuating the lie. So it's far more complicated than what we're talking about here.
That's going to get real messy, all.
Well, it's very messy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very messy. And this is going to be for athletic director Jeff Long. This is a tough call. He was lied to. Then they put out a press release on the situation in which they put the lie in that he was alone. Okay, so that's on Arkansas letterhead. The person he's with is not just anybody within the athletic department. It's somebody that he hired for his football office a week ago.
And that AD in trouble, too.
Well, no, the AD should not be in trouble. He didn't do anything wrong. He's the one that has to sort this whole thing out. He's the one that has to sit there and say, okay, what action do I take? Right now he's put him on administrative leave, but he's not allowed to coach spring football. But the athletic director should be in no trouble whatsoever. He's the one that has to make the tough decisions, along with Dave, and probably at some point Dave Gearhart, who's a good man. I like Dave very, very much. He's the chancellor at Arkansas. He was the one in the 1980s who led the Penn State fundraising campaign here. So Dave is an old friend, and I know he's in a tough spot on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the information.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. I know this is where you make the comment about the 7 degrees of Steve Jones.
What, just another person that you know?
Well, but Dave was here at Penn State. In fact, he was brought in by Penn State's Dr. Bryce Jordan when they decided to have the fundraising campaign here. And it was actually Joe... it told everybody, look, let's go for $250 million. That's what Joe told them, Joe Paterno. So let's go for $250 million. Well, Penn State had never raised more than $60 million in any campaign to this point in the 80s. And so they said, nah, $250 million's probably too high. And it was Joe Paterno's suggestion, because he was a vice chairman of this. Let's go for $200 million. They brought in Dave Gearhart. And they went through a strategy of, they knew there was absolute certain money. You know, let's take you, for example. You've been a major donor. Kevin Hurd's been a major donor to Penn State for many, many years. We know that when we go to him in this campaign, we can look at Kevin and say, look, you know, it'd be great. You think you can give us anywhere between $2 and $5 million? I know you give all the time. Oh, yeah, I can write you a check for $4 million, you know, and go from there. There's sure money. People who have a lot and donate it all the time. What they decided to do in that campaign in the 80s was to target people who had never given before first and save, quote, the sure money for the end. And remember, the goal was 200. Joe wanted 250 million. 200 million, never raised more than 60 million ever in a campaign. They got $361 million.
Wow.
And Dave Gearhart was one of the spearheads of all that, a great guy. Eventually gets the job as the chancellor at the University of Arkansas. And that's where he is now. How much he'll be involved in this decision, I'm sure Jeff Long, the athletic director, is going to consult him to tell him exactly what's happened and what his decision is going to be and whether Dave agrees with it or not. But that's going to be, and it's far more complicated than he's riding on a motorcycle with her. Far more complicated. He told Long he was alone. They put out a press release that he was alone. So he lied to him. They perpetuate the lie on Arkansas letterhead. And to make it even worse, while working in the fundraising arm at the university, she then moved into a job in football a week ago. It's complicated.
Other football news today coming out of Minnesota. The goal.
Yeah, Gary good,
Tinsley.
Good linebacker. Yep. I like Gary Tinsley died today. And a really, really good player. I liked him a lot. I think he played in over 40 games for them. And he played against Penn State. And athletic, talented. Have they talked about the cause of death yet, Kevin?
The last thing that they have released so far is that there was no indication of foul play.
Right.
There'll be more details in the future, but for now, that's about all the information. He was found unresponsive in his apartment. Emergency responders were unable to resuscitate him, which led him to be pronounced dead around 8 this morning.
Yeah. I mean, linebacker, good player. I liked him. I thought Gary Tinsley was really good. And he's one of the few defensive players I thought played well against Penn State, because they have not had great defenses there.
And you are correct. He played in a total of 44 games for the Gophers, started in all 10 last year.
Right. And if I recall correctly, he's from Jacksonville, Florida. And, wow, 22. Your entire life's in front of you. Oh, boy.
It's one of those things that, unfortunately, everybody's mind turns one particular place, and you really hope that that's not the case.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. As we run through the sports news of the day, again, our poll question is, we're going to get an update on from Kevin on where the poll stands. When Tiger Woods is in contention, and at the moment he's not, when he's right there in the thick of it, do you root for him or do you root against him?
Well, no, wait. Let me ask you this question. When is Tiger officially not in the thick of it?
Well, he's at even par right now. I mean, he's in 23rd at the moment, and he's just kind of going through his round. He hasn't been able to get anything going today. I mean, you look at the two par fives. Now, he normally annihilates par fives. He parred both of them. I mean, I think it's safe to say that by his standards... Okay. His standards, he's not having a great day.
A sub-Tiger round.
I mean, he birdied one, but then he parred the par five. Then he birdied three. He's in great shape, right? He's rolling. And then he bogeys four, pars five, bogeys six. So the par threes have jumped up and able to get him today. Then he's par. But again, he has par. He has par on seven and par on eight. So he's par two and eight, which are the two par fives. He's done no damage there at all. Right now, I mean, he will at some point kick it into gear, you think, but he hasn't kicked it into gear today.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here, because I know you're looking at the site, and you have access. You might have access to these numbers. What are the par fives averaging today?
I don't know.
I didn't know if that was available on the site or not, because that's how I always judge the Masters. How are the par fives being played? Most of the time, they'll be played right around like 4.5, which means a lot of guys are birdieing or better. Yeah. And it seems to be today, with all the numbers that we're seeing, as we said earlier, on the plus side of even, I'll bet you that's closer to five on those par fives. And that is a little bit unusual, unless there's a weather issue that we're not aware of.
Well, let's give you Mickelson, all right? Mickelson parred 2 and 8, but he birdied 13 and 15. Freddie Couples birdied 13. Jason Duffner. Duffner birdied 2, and he birdied 13. So, like Mickelson, he's 2 under on the 4 par 5s. Freddie Couples, I know he did some damage today. Par 2, he birdied 8, he parred 13, he birdied 15, 2 under on the par 5s.
Sounds like the back 9 par 5s are playing a little lower than the front 9. At least in some of those examples.
It's a mixed bag here. Oosthuizen had a 7 on 2. Let's get to Lee Westwood. Westwood, all pars on the front. Birdied 15, 1 under on the par 5s. Sergio Garcia. Sergio today. Birdie on 2, birdie on 8, and birdie on 15. He played the par 5s in 3 under par. Rory McIlroy. McIlroy, even, birdie on 13-15. So he is 2 under on the par fives. Bubba Watson, who should be able to reach the par fives in two. Par, birdie, 2 under. Mickelson, 2 under on the par fives. So far, Tiger Woods is even. So that's, you know, that just gives you an indication of everybody that's in contention is either 2 under or 3 under in the par fives today.
Well, then maybe they're not playing that. Maybe they're not playing that that poorly.
But there's no consistency. The one that appears to be the birdie hole is 13 above all for some reason.
What about Freddie Couples? Did you mention him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Freddie Couples was 2 under today on the par fives. He had 7 birdies, 2 bogeys today, a 5 under par, 67 today for Freddo. He birdied 8 and he birdied 15. He was 2 under.
What's going to win this? What score?
8.
8? I'm wondering if 5 under, if the weather holds out and it doesn't get really, really windy, I'm wondering if double digits are out of the question.
Well, if it's windy, I think it is, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If the wind, if it's windy the next couple of days, I think double digits are. If the wind stays down, then I think double digits. I don't think 11, even 12 is out of the question at this point. I'm trying to check the forecast here for Augusta, what they're looking at for the weekend.
Well, the two leaders are at 5. I mean, that's halfway.
Yeah. Well, here you go. Here you go. Saturday, 4-mile-an-hour wind. Sunday, 8-mile-an-hour wind. So, actually, looking at the forecast, the winds are going to be less than they were today.
Right. Well, our number is 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with a startling Kevin Herr announcement in a moment.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Earning trust in the furniture business takes time. This is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And at Moyer's, we have a 77-year history of earning our customers' trust. Since 1935, we've achieved over 99% customer satisfaction, making us one of the most respected furniture stores in Pennsylvania. If you're looking for quality, made in America, solid wood furniture, then listen closely. At Moyer's, we currently have in stock and on display 14 solid wood bedrooms, all made in America. We have 20 solid wood dining tables, in stock and on display, all made in America. Today it's popular to be green, and at Moyer's we are. Perhaps the best thing we do is sell quality furniture that's built to last. In 50 to 100 years, you're far more likely to find our furniture in someone's home than in a landfill. Please accept my invitation to visit Moyer's during our April special savings event. There's no better time to purchase quality furniture than now, and there's no better place than the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury, during our April special savings event.
For your next home improvement project, Lewisburg Builder Supply is the only name you need to know. In addition to being your local convenience source for hardware, building materials, and home improvement products, Lewisburg Builder Supply is also a full-service kitchen and bath design center. Lewisburg Builder Supply stocks and supports quality USA-made products and materials, while remaining fiercely price competitive. Stop by Lewisburg Builder Supply, Route 15 in Hafer Road, Lewisburg, or visit lewisburgbuilders.com. For over 70 years, Lewisburg Builder Supply has been your foundation for great building projects.
Is the legacy you're leaving to your family in place? At Scheib Law, their family protection plan will make sure it is. You take your place in your family seriously, and so does Scheib Law. They will help you put your estate in order so your legacy is intact and your family will be taken care of. Scheib Law will help you save money, time, and hassle. You can rest assured knowing you're protecting your family. Find out more about the family protection plan at Scheib Law Lewisburg. Call 523-3200 or 877-313-7926.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Final segment for the week, and stop rejoicing there in Danville. Even Bob Buehner's jumping up and down. I worry about that. He's Buehner's loyal too.
We haven't heard from him though. We have to get him on the phone. See why he hasn't called.
Oh, Bob and I go back a couple of years. You know, it's part of that 7 degrees thing. I know.
That's surprising. Somebody that you know. Oh no, it's not. Forget it.
Okay. You're going on vacation.
I am.
Now the reason I mention this.
Yeah, like anybody sitting there right now, there's cheering going on all across the Susquehanna Valley.
No. The reason I mention this is I don't want them to think you got fired.
All right, I appreciate that thought. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, they were on for a few months there, and all of a sudden they took her and they shipped him out.
I know he was really giggly, but I mean, come on. No, that's I appreciate that thought. Thank you.
Yes. So we'll have a series of guest hosts in next week. You know, Jason Dombach, Mark Brennan, Ron Musselman, and so forth. And we'll have a series of guest hosts in next week to join me and keep me company while Kevin is sunning himself. Kevin will be going south to York. So
That's right.
A little further than that.
Oh, a wee bit further than that, yes.
Yeah, a wee bit further than that. Very nice with warm ocean beaches.
Actually, it's the closest I've ever been to Augusta during the golf. So,
yes,
during the
well
Masters.
Done. Well done.
Unfortunately, I'm still not going there.
Yeah. No. Bring your Xbox with you. You'll feel like you're there. Okay? Captain Video Game.
Wow.
Captain, live your life through the video board.
You just couldn't help it, could you?
Well, I saw it last night advertised on TV.
And now you're thinking about it, aren't you?
No, I was laughing my backside off. I'm not buying that. Okay, I'm not buying that at all. But all right. Still, I laughed my backside off. And when you, Kevin will then be back on Monday, a blue-white week. And then on Friday, the day before the blue-white game, he will join me here at the Sunbury Motor Studio at the Chateau.
That is the day I have circled on my calendar.
Now, in a little role reversal, I'll be in Sunbury.
Oh, great. Then you can run things from here. And I can complain. I mean...
complain. Complain? When do I complain?
No.
I've never complained.
Oh, hey. Just went a full inning without the Yankees or Rays scoring.
Oh, good.
Now that's a moment right there in that game.
Boy, that is special.
It's now 6-5 Yankees, top of the fifth.
Mm. We're going to get a lot more into baseball as this thing goes along. Eventually, we'll get Chris Wheeler on the show. And I'm looking forward to getting Greg Brown of the Pirates Radio Network on the show. I'm working on that, okay?
Well, you know, last night, if you're a Pirates fan, you have to be at least more optimistic.
Because, about what?
Well,
They started the game with two hits back-to-back.
Yeah, but look who you were pitching.
Haven't had a hit yet
since. But look who they were getting up against. I mean, if you're going to get beat 1-0, at least that shows that your pitching wasn't that bad.
I mean, your pitching was good.
Yeah, the Phillies actually got some runners on base. They couldn't score them, but they got runners on base. So at least your pitching was good. See, listen, when you're a Pirates fan, and I know several of them, any little thing will make you happy right now. Any little piece of optimism, and you're going to find it.
Who scored the winning run?
Oh. It wasn't Jim Thome, I know that.
Who scored the winning run?
It was Wellington. I know.
Don't be hating.
I'm not. Again, if he hits 350, makes it to the All-Star game, I will tell you right now, come mid-July, if he's hitting 300 and or in the All-Star game, I will be more than happy to go out and buy a jersey of his.
A jersey?
That's right.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
And I'm cheap.
Don't I know it. We were together a couple weeks ago, and he opened up his wallet. A moth flew out. I get concerned. Now, you look at the Pirates, all right? Now, the Bedard pitched well. The bullpen pitched well. And they have Joel Hanrahan at the end of all this thing. And Hanrahan had 40 saves and 40 opportunities last year. Hanrahan's an excellent closer. In fact, you can argue last year the Pirates closer was better than the Philadelphia closers. Yeah, you can argue that. Hanrahan was in the All-Star game the whole thing.
Right.
All right. So it's not a bad club. And then when you look at, for example, McCutchen, big-time player, but they have six different starters yesterday compared to opening day last year. They've turned the roster over again. You just can't keep doing that.
You know what the old saying is about the Pirates. They're the farm system for Major League Baseball.
Well,
that's been the comment for many, many years. That may be changing.
The first half of last year, they played so well that they had that place, PNC Park, rocking. And I think PNC is the nicest park I've ever been to. I think it's even nicer than Citizens Bank Park. It's beautiful. And I've been to both. And it's just spectacular, PNC is. And the crowd in there, they loved it last year. They were rocking and rolling in that place. And we're going to get Greg Brown from the Pirates on probably within the next 2 weeks to talk about the Pirates. You talk about being handed a rough start. They have tomorrow they'll have Philadelphia again. And then they go to Los Angeles, Arizona, San Francisco. That's the start of the season. Not exactly handed a great hand.
Why do they have these games in the beginning of the season, these opening day games and series separated with a day in between? They've done that many, many times, and I don't understand why.
Because it's called four opening days.
Oh, four, so it's all about days. It's all about marketing. Okay.
Yeah, it's all about marketing.
Okay.
You had the first opening day was in Japan. The first opening day was in Japan. Seattle, Oakland. The second opening day was then the National League opener, Miami and St. Louis in a standalone. The third opening day happened yesterday. Phillies, Pirates, Red Sox, Tigers, Twins, Indians, and so forth. The fourth set of opening day is today.
The
Giants are playing, the Diamondbacks, you know, things like that. They have four opening days. Tomorrow will be the first day that they play in Major League Baseball where there's not an opening game for somebody.
Today's opening day number four.
And that's what it is. They have four opening days.
One final in the books. Rangers beat the White Sox 3-2. Colby Lewis struck out 9. Ian Kinsler hits the first home run of the season. Rangers edging the White Sox 3-2.
And Robin Ventura's debut as the manager of the White Sox. Robin Ventura, I did a Penn State-Indiana game once. He sat next to me on press row.
70 degrees.
He didn't do anything. He just sat next to me.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Right. Then he looks over.